you never want to give up on the fact that, that you know, we tend to just get used to the papers, we get used to the pain, we get used to the bad news, and we can only sometimes feel lucky that it doesn't hit us, but we got to know that sometime it's probably we're next in line. And it's hard to not give up hope in a world with no war, in a world with peace, in a world with at least less war, just less war. I mean, we're not complete dreamers, but just less war. Could we petition, please, for just less war? Would they listen to us if we just said, less war? Okay, no war might not happen. But come on, men, people in charge, men, women, mostly fucking men. Figure it out. Lives are at stake, people, you know, at the core, people are all so closely the same. We all want the same things, and we want to raise our kids up healthy, and we want to be able to live and breathe and listen to music or fuck when we want or read. Drink coffee and talk about the world's problems, but the fact that some people seem to be standing in the way, and it all ends up boiling down in a big way, not that it's simple solutions, but one of the big problems is that war is good for business. So with that reality in place, we kind of have to look to those people who are oftentimes, if not all the times, profiting off the death and destruction of people and land to maybe make sure that they have responsibility in this situation and that they are not allowed to control these situations and profit from them at the same time. Anyway, this is about the soldier. This is about the guy on the wrong end of the stick and the wrong end of the number line, and it's called Army Reserve.